May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, our God and our Redeemer. As many people know, I grew up in South Cheshire. My local football team was Crewe Alexandra. To be honest, they weren't very good at the time. They seemed always to be asking for re-election. Everyone around there chose another team to avoid the blushes. My brother chose Liverpool, so logically I chose Everton. Similar, but fundamentally different. The Everton motto under the logo is Nil Satis Nisi Optimum. With no Latin or internet for years, I had no idea what it meant. Basically translated, if you're not a Latin scholar, it says one of the following: nothing but the best is good enough, or only be satisfied with the best. And as a trite statement, as Christians, that's what we should do. Follow Christ, be like Christ. Well, that's easy. It's simplistic, and there's nothing hard there. But can any of us say we are the best we can be at all times? Always helping, never arguing, always supporting, always compassionate, and so on. When we are at our best, God shines bright. Remarkable things happen with ordinary people like us. But as we know, that doesn't always happen. It's what we pray to be set free from in our baptisms. Baptisms which are a journey, not just a point in time. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray for God's will to be done. And then keep our fingers crossed that God doesn't want to ask for too much from us. And the Gospel this week resonates with the Lord's Prayer as we're faced with how we should face forgiveness. Or as we know from the familiar words in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Trespass meaning to commit an offence against a person or a set of rules. To enter someone's land or property without permission. Now, unless we are hermits, that's something we've all done. And when I used to drive long distances for work, forgiving other drivers after being cut up for the umpteenth time on a long journey was hard. Although, if I'm honest, I could probably say it was impossible. The Bible would call all this sin. But the trouble is that the English language has only one word for it, which dilutes the original intended meaning. Or at worst becomes pulpit thumping, something akin to traditional Welsh chapel. What we're asking to be forgiven from is not that simplistic. And as we've done a bit of Latin, we now need to look at ancient Greek, but I promise it won't hurt. At this stage, it's worthwhile asking if anybody is an ancient Greek scholar, because I did that once in a church and there was one there. Because sin in the Greek had many different expressions, which just shows how all-pervading it was taken to be. There was a word called hamartia, which means a missing of a target, literally falling short. There was parabasis, stepping across a line that divides good from bad. Paromptoma, a slipping across, not quite like the one before, more a sort of temporary loss of control. Think about people losing inhibitions after a drink, and unfortunately these days being unable to socially distance. And yet there were still two more. There's anomia. This is the person who knows the right thing to do, yet does the wrong thing. And the final one, Ophthalma. Failure to pay a debt that is due. So now we know what we pray to be removed from in the Lord's Prayer. All of those. But knowing how often everyone does these things, how often are we prepared to forgive? That's both forgive others and ourselves. Gandhi said, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong." If we are to have Christian forgiveness in our lives, three things are necessary. We must learn to understand. There's always a reason people do things. Forgiveness would be much easier for ourselves if we allowed ourselves to understand before we allowed ourselves to condemn. Secondly, we must learn to forget. As long as we brood, there's no hope of forgiveness. And if we carry too much of this around, it can lead to depression. To me, the summers of childhood were always sunnier. The grass was greener. The things we did were the most exciting. They weren't. But we are enabled to forget the bad bits. And Jesus is great at forgetting the bad bits in each of us. Thirdly, we must learn to love. An unconquerable benevolence, an undefeatable goodwill that seeks the best for everyone else. And all this is only possible through the Spirit. We need to pray to be enabled to do this. Then we become kingdom people, but not through our own strength. Desmond Tutu put it like this, and it's a very powerful comment. Forgiveness is like this. A room can be dank because you've closed the windows. You've closed the curtains. But the sun is shining outside and the air is fresh. To get that fresh air, you have to get up and open the window and draw the curtains apart. We're all called to a ministry of reconciliation, just as Jesus reconciled us to God. In Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 6, it says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." This is the best of ourselves we should offer to the Lord. This is the best we celebrate at baptism, when we become members of the church. And this is the best that we should live out every day. Amen.
Consider all the works thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and see the blue and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, oh, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think of God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.